Even if you're not a sky watcher, there's something happening in late August that is going to be difficult to miss. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Eastern Michigan University professor and director of Scherzer Observatory, Norbert Vance. Hi.
Hello.
We're talking about a total eclipse. Tell us about that.
Well, it'll be total for those lucky folks in a narrow 70-mile-wide swath that will cut across the United States on Monday, August 21st. Late morning for the West Coast and early afternoon for the East Coast, and anywhere along that path from Oregon down to South Carolina.
What about here in Southeast Michigan?
Here in Southeast Michigan, we drew the short straw and only get about 85 to 90% coverage of the sun. So it's going to be a partial eclipse here in Michigan.
But that's still pretty rare to see that much.
It is. That percentage of coverage is pretty rare and will make a definite impact on how things appear that day, clear or cloudy.
How long will it last?
So a couple hours if you're looking from start to finish. But the bulk of the eclipse is probably within a half hour in the partial phase here, peaking right around 2:25 in the afternoon on that Monday.
So that's pretty rare that it's like during the day. We'll all be awake. We don't have to get up at 4 a.m.
Nope. No, this is a daytime event, obviously.
Where is the best place to see it? You're leaving town.
Yeah. Myself and probably millions of Americans will be in that narrow little path that cuts across the country. And my tongue-in-cheek theory is that the United States will fold like a taco shell from that many people gathered in one spot. There are some concerns about infrastructure, about north-south road traffic, people trying to get into the eclipse. If you wait to the last minute, if you don't do your homework and plan ahead, you may be out of luck because roads will likely be pretty crowded that day. Hotels along that site have been booked for months, if not the better part of a year, and prices are outrageous.
How will it appear to us here who haven't planned ahead and will be watching it? Well, and we'll get to that in a second. We'll be observing it as it happens.
Here, again, you'll want to make sure that you're wearing the proper safety gear if you're going to observe it directly. Some people will stand under trees and see little crescent-shaped features appearing through the holes created by leaves in the trees. Or people make little pinhole cameras. But you'll notice the sky is getting sort of an eerie orangish color, like there's a sunset in the middle of the day, but not, again, completely covered. It's in totality that you witness some absolutely spectacular effects where the stars actually come out. There's this glittering white ring of light around the sun. The birds start roosting. They're all confused and messed up. And people will be cheering and so forth, going crazy because it is such a rare event. The last one to occur being in 1979 here in the United States.
Will you be taking pictures?
That's a good question. Frankly, for me, not of the eclipse directly. I want to capture the crowd reactions and the effects around. There'll be plenty of people taking pictures of the physical eclipse. And then since it's such a short event, it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds at maximum, you can get sort of tied up with the technology. And part of the beauty of an eclipse is sort of taking in the effects, the surreal effects that you witness all around you.
Let's talk about that important factor, safety concerns. Mm-hmm. People will think it's okay to look at the sun, and it's not.
Yeah, well, no, it isn't. It's strange in that the sun's energy is less during an eclipse because it's partially covered, but it gets to the point where you're thinking this might be safe to look at, but any visible portion of the sun, when stared at, will cause some long-term, possibly permanent damage to your vision. So, and your common sense is sort of overridden by the curiosity that you have for the event. So the trick there is to not get caught up in the hubbub and tempt fate.
And do not look directly at the
sun. Not directly unless you have safety.
You brought me some special glasses. They're like the 3D glasses you see at the movies.
Yes, but these are specially designed to block out 99.99% of the sun's energy. And during the partial phases of the eclipse, which is the most dangerous, it's essential that you wear those anytime you look up towards the sun.
Where can someone get these?
Well, you can get them online. There's all kinds of stuff online these days. We're quickly running out of time. GreatAmericanEclipse.com is one site where you can get that kind of stuff. But you just put your favorite search engine to work on total eclipse, and you'll come up with a number of them. I notice Amazon's even selling them like $1 or $2 a pair.
Can we call it a total eclipse here in Michigan?
No, no, you can't.
We can't?
No. We're going to get very close to one on April 8th of 2024, 7 years from now. We'll have an opportunity to see one that'll just scratch by southeast Michigan, but northwest Ohio will get the bulk of the totality. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people heading down the freeways there that day.
What should we call it?
It'll be a partial again.
Partial eclipse. But you, who's leaving town and knows where to go, being the accomplished astronomer that you are, Norbert Vance, you can say you're going to see a total eclipse.
Yes, I hope, unless it's cloudy. I mean, you can prepare all you want, but if you get to the site where you're at and it's cloudy, you better be prepared to drive, and many people are.
I thought you said the weather wouldn't impact what you see.
Well, it does. It impacts what you directly see. The eclipse will occur no matter whether it's clear or cloudy. And if it's cloudy, you're just going to notice the sky getting really dark and strange. You just won't see it directly. But totality, you have to have a clear sky. And so we'll be jumping in cars and heading off every which way to get to see it if we can. The way you do that is to go to places where the cloud cover is predicted to be less, and that's west of the Mississippi River, because by mid-afternoon, as you may know, down south it's notoriously cloudy and rainy.
Those of us here in Washtenaw County who want to experience this, will the weather impact that?
No.
Because we're not getting to see the total eclipse.
Well, again, yes. If you want to see the moon covering the sun directly, yes, it has to be clear. But like I say, I've been to eclipses where it's been clouded over, unfortunately, and it was strange seeing it turn to nighttime even in the middle of the day. But we couldn't see the eclipse. And then, of course, it clears off an hour or two later.
You mentioned where you're going, where it will be a total eclipse, that it will impact the, you'll see the stars and it'll impact animals. Will that happen around here?
To some degree. Yeah, I think the birds
will
probably, the birds will get confused by the fact that it seems like it's sunset in the middle of the day, and they'll start chirping and doing their usual sunset, sunrise kind of activities. And humans do start behaving strangely, too, because they're fascinated by this. And it's
okay,
big
we
news.
Got that's the practical part. Don't
yes.
look at the sun.
Yes.
Do not look at the eclipse. We've got that. That's the. But will it affect other behaviors?
No, probably not.
Like, should we buy a lottery ticket at the time the eclipse occurs?
No, it shouldn't affect us in that manner. It's just, it's exciting. It's more than anything. It's just exciting. It's a rare event, a rare natural event. And if you're lucky enough to see totality, you really will remember it for the rest of your life.
Why?
You really will. Because it's a phenomenal thing to witness. I'm still talking about the eclipse of 1979 in my classes. And to people I know, it is truly a remarkable thing to witness.
Well, that's exciting. Thank you so much for sharing that with us here on 89.1 WEMU. That's Eastern Michigan University professor, director of Scherzer Observatory, Norbert Vance, getting ready for the, I can't call it a total eclipse?
Not here.
Not
in Michigan.
A partial eclipse
of the sun.
A total eclipse only visible partially to us here in Southeast Michigan. Is that good?
That's good.
Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.